Francis Gajaniczek awoke early on the morning of July 29th to the loud sound of a piercing siren. When the men of Block 14 heard that someone had escaped, their faces went completely white because they knew what the punishment was that awaited them. They were gathered up and forced to stand at attention in the yard in late summer heat as the sun beat down on them. And they were to stand there until the escapee was found. At the day's end, they hadn't found him, and so they were sent back to their barracks without food. And the next day, the standout continued. As they were out in the heat, a number were overcome. And with that, combined with the hunger, they collapsed and were dragged to the side and piled together. That afternoon of the second day, it was announced that the escapee had not been found, and they knew well what came next. 10 prisoners would be selected to die of thirst and starvation in the death block. And the hated subcommandant, Karl Fritsch, loved this part. He got to play God, wielding the power of life and death. So with all the men lined up, he walked along the lines and slowly pointed out one after the other, after the other, to the next man, and the next, until he had chosen 10 men. And one of the last chosen, Francis Gajaniczek, he broke down into tears. "My wife, my children," he wept, as the guards grabbed hold of him. And then, breaking every rule in the camp protocol, a man stepped forward and said something in a low voice. Fritsch yelled back at him, "What does this Polish swine want?" But a frail and determined prisoner, 16670, said to him again, "I want to take his place. He has a wife and children." "Who are you?" Fritsch asked. "I am a Catholic priest," the prisoner replied. "You'll do," he said. So the 10 were taken away. They were stripped naked and thrown into a small cell and left there to die. And in that starvation chamber in Auschwitz, Maximilian Kolbe consoled the others and he prayed with them. And the prisoners who were in the neighboring barracks, those who survived, later recounted that at night, sometimes they would hear them singing. They were singing psalms of praise to God. After 2 weeks with no food and no water, Kolbe was the only one still alive. And the guards, wanting the bunker freed up, came in and gave him a lethal injection, which killed him. On August 14th, 1941, 81 years ago today. "Do you think I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. God is the creator, and he's continually creating. And he begins by dividing. In the beginning, God created and he divided the light from the dark, the day from the night, the land from the water he divided." Kolbe, many know of his sacrificial way in which he gave his life. He was also a missionary for many years in Japan. He started the Mary Immaculata group, which had the great devotion to Mary, and he wrote much. And he wrote that love alone creates. Hate is not a creative force. It's love alone that creates. And God created all that is. And in redemption, God, in what he's doing in redemption, is continually recreating. And redemption begins with division. The cross is divisive. The cross is that which unites us to God, but first it divides something. Because in the fall, we separated ourselves from God and clung to sin. We clung to eternal death, because what we were clinging at was nothing. Whenever you cling at something that's not God, you're clinging at nothingness. You're clinging at emptiness. That's what you're grasping for. And so in redemption, what Jesus separated on the cross, what he divided on the cross, was our life from eternal death. He separated eternal life from eternal death. And in conversion, in that redemption entering into our own lives, it begins with division. It begins with division within ourselves, the light from the darkness, the life from death. And we become, in this way, we become a new creation, a new man, a new woman. You become recreated. Do you want peace in your life? Do you want peace in your life? It's only possible when your heart has been completely recreated. And that recreation is one that is not primarily a work that we do, because love alone creates. It's a work that we allow God to do, allowing the fire of his divine love to enter into our own souls, into our hearts. You've seen the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, right? With his heart on fire. That's the fire that he wants to set ablaze upon this earth and within your heart and your soul. And what does this fire do? How is gold purified? How are precious metals purified? The gold is put into the fire so that what happens? The fire divides. It divides. It divides everything that's the gold from all the impurities. Everything that's not the gold is burned away. And so it is with God in our own soul. Do you want peace in your life? It comes first from being divided from everything within you that's not of God, so that you can be filled entirely with God, with his life. It's the purifying fire of divine love. Every Mass begins with division. What's the very first thing we do? Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. And then our sins, we take them and we lift them to God so that he can divide them from us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of everything that God does in division? It's for the purpose of communion. Listen how many times, right before we come to receive communion, right after the Our Father, the word peace is spoken of. Count how many times, just in those prayers right after the Our Father before communion, that the priest invokes peace. And hear what sort of peace the priest is praying for. This peace of communion with God. Christianity is a contradiction. It's a complete contradiction to the worldly mind. Because it tells you, do you want peace? Do you want peace in this world? Do you want peace in your life? How is that achieved? Through death. Through the cross. What does that look like? It looks like holiness. Because that leads to unity with God, Christ made present in this earth. The cross, there's nothing about that. There's absolutely nothing about that that screams peace, is there? What about the cross screams peace? Someone dying a miserable death. But yet, it's the absolute only way of peace in this world and in our own lives. It's a sign of contradiction. It doesn't make sense. Commandant Fritsch, as he looks at Maximilian Kolbe, nothing about that makes sense. Who are you? He asks. Who are you? It's a great sign of contradiction, which to be a saint always is. Maximilian Kolbe and the saint that you're called to be as well. It's peace through death. The death upon the cross, death to self, killing your ego, so that you can die for others. 30 years after Maximilian Kolbe had given his life for him, Francis Gajanicek was in St. Peter's Basilica when Maximilian Kolbe was beatified. And he was there again in St. Peter's when another Polish man, John Paul II, canonized him a saint. And Francis Gajanicek, his life having been spared and saved, spent the rest of his life, he said, as a missionary. He said, as a witness to the creative power of God's love when it's lived out, when it's set on fire within a person. Love alone creates. It's love alone that creates. It alone is the fire that Jesus desires to set upon the earth, a fire which first divides in order to unite us to God in communion with Him.